You're listening to the Invisible Chess Podcast.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the podcast. This is the 11th in the series Irving's King and Pawn Speedrun. And it's the final episode in part one of this series. It's the last position where we look at kings with a single pawn. So pat yourself on the back if you've worked your way here from episode one. Next week we move on to kings with a pawn each. But for now, here's today's position. White has a king on a6 and a pawn on a2. Black has a king on d8. That's white, king a6, pawn a2, black, king d8. It's white to move and win. There's a hint coming up. So hit pause now if you want to work out everything for yourself. But don't forget to come back for the bonus questions at the end. Today's hint is, rooks pawns are different. The position from episode 3 does not apply. Okay, off you go. The solution will be right after this. So, the solution is 1, king b7, exclamation mark, only winning move. King d7, 2, a4, king d6, 3, a5, king c5, 4, a6, and white wins as black can't get to the pawn. And your bonus question is, why doesn't 1, a4, king c8, 2, a5, king b8, 3, king b6, king a8, win for white here? We're aiming for our key position from episode 3, which we've been looking at week after week. Why doesn't it work with a rook's pawn? Satisfy yourself how black draws if they get their king to the queening square with a rook's pawn. And then that's us done with kings and a single pawn. Until next time, Blindfold Easters, happy chessing.
Thank you, Blindfold Easters. Good night.